The once-a-decade legislative and congressional redistricting hinges on U.S. Census data, the collection of which was complicated by the pandemic. But in Kentucky, the big question mark is whether the state's Democratic governor will grant a special session this year to allow the GOP-dominated legislature time to vote on maps ahead of the January 7th filing deadline for candidates. And population shifts will create even more work for lawmakers.
We're going to have some really tough decisions to make.
Republican Senator Damon Thayer.
These maps in eastern and western Kentucky are going to look differently. There are going to be fewer districts, fewer Senate districts and fewer House districts in eastern and western Kentucky. So we might as well get that out there and on the record.
That's because more residents have been moving toward what's often called the Golden Triangle of Lexington, Louisville, and the northern Kentucky Cincinnati area. The Courier-Journal reports that could push some rural Republican incumbents out of their districts. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.